USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A third woman has come forward and accused Democrat New York Governor Andrew Cuomo of sexual harassment. 33-year-old Anna Roch has claimed that Cuomo asked to kiss her at a wedding in 2019. A friend of Anna's took a series of pictures of the incident as it occurred that has hit social media. After the second accuser came forward, Governor Cuomo apologized for things that, quote, have been misrepresented as unwanted flirtation, end quote. A South Texas County Justice of the Peace was among four people arrested last month on 150 counts of voter fraud related to the 2018 primary election in Medina County. The Texas Attorney General's Election Fraud Unit on February 11th arrested Medina County Justice of the Peace Thomas Ramirez after earlier detaining Leonor Rivas Garza, Eva Ann Martinez, and Mary Balderrama on allegations of election fraud. The case involves claims of vote harvesting at assisted living centers in Medina County, Texas. Thanks for being there. We are USA Radio News.
Can you really believe the news? So much spin. Americans just don't trust big media. And if you're really tired of the old news, check out Newsmax TV, the fastest growing network in America. It's on all major cable systems. Each night, watch Newsmax TV and see big shows with Sean Spicer, Greg Kelly, Lindsey Keith, Stinchfield, and Rob Schmidt. They're exposing Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi's surprising agenda. So tune into Newsmax anytime. If your cable doesn't carry it, call them and tell them you can go to another service that does. Or you can download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. It's free, and you can watch it anywhere in the world. Newsmax is also free on TVs like Samsung, LG, and Vizio. And millions of people watch Newsmax on Roku, YouTube, Pluto, Zumo, Apple TV, and more. There's a reason 30 million Americans watch Newsmax TV all the time. Check it out today. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Lawmakers in Washington continue to haggle over the $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Senate will take up a close to $2 trillion stimulus bill this week after passage by the House early Saturday.
Comprehensive legislation that will help us crush the virus, recover our economy, and get life back to normal.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York opening the Senate on Monday. Many, if not all, Republicans are a no vote on the new bill. Republican Senator from Arkansas Tom Cotton saying,
one reason I think Joe Biden thinks there's no time to waste is that Democrats can see cases have plummeted since early January. They can see that we now have three effective vaccines and vaccination rates are surging. So I think they're worried they won't have the coronavirus as an excuse to pay off all of their clients and patrons in a $1.9 trillion blowout bill.
That audio courtesy of Fox News.
Thank you, Jim. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Biden administration continues to erode immigration policies set by former President Trump. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
President Joe Biden has changed a number of Trump-era policies since coming into office, specifically reversing a number of the former president's orders on immigration. But Congresswoman Nancy Mace says that too many of President Biden's policies are focused on reversing those of his predecessor. The South Carolina Republican tells Fox News that Washington's focus should instead be on the American people.
The Biden administration is trying to literally undo everything good, especially that the Trump administration did. Under his administration, we had record unemployment, not only for women, but black and brown African Americans, Hispanic Americans, hardworking Americans. And everyone wants, I think, to have free trade with our neighbors. You want to support and be allies to our neighboring countries here and abroad, but we've got to take a stand and work for the American people. That's why we're here today, for nobody else but us, and to pull us up, to get us through COVID-19 pandemic, to keep our doors open, to keep businesses open, to put kids in school, and we're failing right now.
Moving away from working with all lawmakers, Biden has now signed more than 40 executive orders, actions, and memorandums. Officials with the Arizona Department of Health say those 55 and older will now be eligible for receiving the COVID-19 vaccine. Officials are calling the arrangement a hybrid approach that will allow those 55 and older to get shots alongside frontline essential workers. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.